That pair have had some really good results recently. I think they won about five tournaments on the bounce, and then last week beat a good Korean pair. So, I mean, they've really been dominating and sending out strong messages. So we knew it was going to be a tough one. But what we know about them, we know that they're quite a... They don't really win points. They just kind of make you make errors sort of thing. So we knew that we had to go out there and play solid. We knew it was going to be a long game. And I think it was our errors that cost us the kind of second set. And I think that's why we were winning in the third. We were prepared for that kind of game. We were set up for it. We knew what was coming. And we always knew that if we kept fighting every single point, even if we scrapped back the most horrendous shot ever, we were still in the round and we still had a chance. So it was just that kind of game where we went out there prepared for a good long game and really, really pleased with the result.
Was this victory really an enhancement of what you've done the last 12 months, the two of you? Because if I recall correctly, you were in qualifying last year. Here you're in straight into the main draw and you're into the last 16. Does this underline the huge improvement that you two have made?
Well, thank you. And yeah, I think it was definitely an aim coming out of last year to start in the main draw this year. And then seeing the draw, we were like, well, we've definitely got a chance to get second round. Let's go one better. And we've done that, and to do it feels incredible. To play in front of it, there was a really good crowd behind us today, and it was great. They really lifted us when it mattered, and to have the chance to do that again and get into the last 16 is massive. Yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled.
World rank 28 could be improving quite quickly. Why do you think you two are so good, and you haven't even got to the top of your potentials yet by a long way?
I think it's that we complement each other very well in our styles. Gabby's kind of quite the net player and I'm more of the rear court, solid sort of player. And we complement each other well and we're very honest about our roles, so we know that and we work on that. But something as well, we've both got such drive and we've got similar personalities. We know what we want and we'll do anything to get it. It comes to a point where if one of us isn't on it, we'll tell them, and that's fine. We don't take offence. We take that as that's good because we know we want to be the best. We have so much trust and great communication. I think that's why we've come so far.
The one thing against you is I wouldn't want to be in the way of a shuttlecock coming at me when you absolutely hit it like, goodness knows, it must be 150 miles an hour. Where did you develop such a huge smash like that and consistently one after the other?
I don't know, maybe it's something to do with coming from Cumbria, you know. You're never going to give up, are you, up there? And you know, strong girl, strong northern girl. I think it's something I've always been doing since I was a junior, and it's something that's got me quite to a certain point, and then I knew that I had to kind of work on the placement of it and the consistency of it and the mixture of it, and that's something that going to the National Badminton Centre has really helped me with. It's kind of rounded my game a little bit more so that I'm... Yes, I do have the big smash, but I can also work the rally a long time and then use it as a weapon in the right ways. And again, that's why me and Gabby complement each other so well, because she's so sharp at the net.